Alaska Crossings is expecting 55 seasonal field guides to arrive in town next month. They'll come from all over the U.S. and Canada to join the nonprofit, which takes kids out on expedition trips in the area. But assistant manager Tom Weider says some of the guides are stranded with their belongings or are booking last-minute flights.
We definitely have people that have been pretty frustrated and call us up after the fact, like, hey, like, the ferry's canceled, or, you know, I thought there was going to be the ferry schedule in the fall, and now here we are coming up on the time for those people to be making their way up here.
These employees received job offers and often made travel arrangements at the end of last year. But just last month, the entire Alaska Marine Highway system essentially shut down. The influx of these seasonal employees adds a lot to the town of 2,500. Anyone with a place to rent, outdoor gear to sell, or even a pop-up dinner can make some money off these newcomers. And Alaska Crossings couldn't operate without them.
With less and less ferry service, it's more and more difficult for people to move up here, especially with vehicles or anything like that, which is definitely a factor in us trying to attract good employees.
Leslie Cummings runs a bed and breakfast. She says tourists are discouraged by the lack of ferry service as well.
People will cancel because the ferry doesn't come through, so they're going to places where the ferry does go, you know, or they're just staying up in Haines and driving up into the interior.
Most of the folks I spoke with haven't been stranded because of the lack of service. Wrangell gets jet and barge service, unlike many smaller southeast communities. But those who showed up remember a ferry service that was cheaper, more frequent, and more reliable. And now it's non-existent. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.